He's blunt, but he's fair. This is Drew Berquist, former counterterrorism officer, realist, and host of This Is My Show, which starts now.
All right, happy New Year's Eve, friends. I'm Drew Berquist. This is my show. Not sure what happened there, but hey, here we are. Here we go. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Fun day. Great football day, by the way. We're going to have fun. Try and get through the episode also so people can get to watching the Alabama game at 3:30. Then, of course, the Michigan game, which is way more important than 7:30. But we're looking forward to doing all of that and spending some time with you to wrap up not just this week, but wrap up this year, which has been, wow, what a doozy. Good to see you guys. Tyrone, Michael in Florida, Jackie, June, so many people. John, happy to be with you. Minnie, Raven 6, glad that you guys are all here. And Americans, we're going to get into some stuff, but just real quick, Americans in a new Rasmussen poll said that 2021 was one of the worst years ever. And certainly it was. I think we all can agree with that. Only 2% in the poll said that it was one of the best years ever. Who the hell are those people? Can you imagine spending tonight, New Year's Eve, with them? People who looked back at this year and said, man, what a doozy. What a great year that was. So glad we got to take part in it. Because we all remember back to 2020, and we talk about it on the show all the time, how during 2020, we're like, oh my gosh, we can't wait to get to 2021. 2020 was awful, and Lord, man, did we not see it coming. Somehow, remarkably, 2021 made 2020 look like a dream, like some amazing utopia. It was just awful this year. Just awful. But yet 2% said it was a pretty damn good year. I don't get it. Nancy, Lori, hey to all of you.
Just I mean, you, you think they're just optimistic people? You know, like it was a good year.
If you're not optimistic, then something is definitely wrong with you. In my opinion.
I guess you're right.
Let us know what you're drinking, guys. I'm not a champagne guy. I'm actually using a champagne glass from my wedding because we don't even have flutes around here anymore, I realized. So we had to bring this in to the studio from the house. And that's what I'm drinking out of. But I'm having that. Let us know what you're drinking. I don't typically do that. I will swiftly transition from it after the show because it's just not really my style. But let us know what you're doing. Good to see you, Joshua. Good to see you, Larry Johnson. Happy New Year's to you as well. Holly, so many great people here. So glad to be spending time with you. And like I said, a couple quick stories. Then we're going to kind of do some year-end recap business. We'll get to some questions, comments for you, and then we'll get on to the college football semifinal games so we can all go and do that. But AOC fled New York for a bit. Where did she come, though? You guessed it, right here to Florida because it's free and it's awesome. And she's saying that she's doing some fact-finding, but she's fact-finding with her very pale boyfriend, which you will pop him back up there maybe and hold it up. But she's fact-finding down in Miami with her boyfriend. We're having some serious New Year's issues here. We're looking for producers. But you can see her, you know, doing her fact-finding there with a drink. Living it up in Florida. And why wouldn't you live it up in Florida? It's a great state. Everyone's moving here for a reason. People moved here more than anywhere else during this year. But she says she's fact-finding. And the truth of the matter is she's not actually scared of the virus. None of these people are. None of the politicians are. None of the elite are. And she knows that her district that she represents is an absolute hellhole. So she wants to celebrate the New Year's in a better place. And I don't want to pick on this guy. I'm not saying that I'm George Clooney or something here either. I'm not. I do think that AOC, the only thing she's got going for her is she's an attractive person. And she's good at social media and marketing. But she's an attractive person. She is dating this total tool-looking dude. He's not in the same league. Now, again, she loses points because she's not smart. But when she doesn't open her mouth, you see, like, maybe some potential there. Anyway, she's with this dude, saying it's a fact-finding mission. But she's really here because this is a place that's free. This is a place. This is why Nancy Pelosi is looking for houses here. This is a place that people want to be. And even the elite who put up this facade on the news and they put out these messages on social media, They know it. They get it. This is where you want to be. And she'll get back next week. Just wait. She'll respond to all the tweet hate and the social media hate that's going on out there. And she'll get back and she'll get right back on her high horse talking about how this is going to kill everyone after she spent a maskless several days, whatever it ends up being, down here in Florida.
What I would like to see is at the end of next year, is this a trip that she's going to write off? It was an air quote fact-finding, you know, trip.
Right.
All right, cool. How many mimosas are you going to be writing off there, AOC?
Right, exactly. How many are we paying for? It's probably on our dime. Who knows? But the other quick story, speaking of travel, two little things here. I keep adding things to the list today. I promise we'll get through some stuff. But speaking of travel, Joe Biden, who has been president less than 1 year, just as a reminder, I know we all know that because it's been painful for all of America, including people who voted for him.
Feels a lot longer.
It feels like a lot longer, but it has been less than 1 year. We're coming up. We got about one more month until it's been a year. So in those approximately 11 months, he's been to Delaware and his homes 31 times. 31. And I know that every president always gets judged. There's always articles out there spewing hate about it. How many times does this person go on a trip? How many times did this person go golfing? Like, at the end of the day, if you're getting your job done, I don't really care. The other side is always going to pick on you. But 31 times
so you took
in less than a year is insane. And he's doing that, by the way, as Americans are getting crushed at the gas pump, crushed in the grocery store, crushed everywhere. I mean, it's there's major international crises that have unfolded under his watch because of him. You know, and he's still gone all that time, spending less time, as we've talked about multiple times, you know, engaging with and talking to the media than every president by a long shot, by more than double. It's literally that few times all the way back to Ronald Reagan. So it's insane that he's been gone that many times. And there's a lot of speculation about why that could be and all that. But I just had to throw out that number because I saw that today. I was like, holy crap, that is a lot of times.
No, it definitely is. That's what I was saying. He took the month of October off. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's average. I'm not a math guy, okay? And I promise this is my first drink. And champagne doesn't even count as a drink. But I'm not a math guy. But that's damn near three times a month. We're approaching three times a month at what he's averaging. Good to see you, James. Glad you're here.
Does the president get a two-week paid vacation? I mean, he's taking it twice by now, if not more. You know,
he gets to do whatever he wants, say whatever he wants, and there's no repercussions because the mainstream media, of course, protects him, covers for him. But how they're going to protect, and speaking of that administration, and speaking of the inflation that Joe's vacationing as it's ripping families and people apart, is how do they defend this? How does the media defend CamCam, who was trying to answer a question about inflation? You've probably seen this by no uncertain terms at this point on social media or a website or a story or what have you. But listen to this response, or if you can even call it a response. This is CamCam trying to talk.
People, they're going into their third year of this pandemic. You're talking about cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
Was it wrong to consider inflation transitory? I mean, these price spikes seem like they're going to be with us for a while.
We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it. So let's talk about that. Short-term solution includes what we need to do around the supply chain, right? So we went to the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Savannah, Georgia, and said, hey, guys, no more 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 24/7. Let's move the products because people need their product. They need what they need. We're dealing with it in terms of the long term. And that's about what we need to do to pass Build Back Better. It strengthens our economy.
All right. So basically she said nothing, doesn't know the issues. And I heard someone say this earlier today. I don't know who it was. I'd give them credit. But she clearly is not reading the briefs that her team is giving her. Because you just need some basic bullet points to be able to talk about pretty basic issues. Are these issues significant and serious? Yes, 100%. But to talk through them, you don't need to be some scholar. It doesn't need to be your full-time day job doing this. It should be your full-time day job understanding what's going on, taking care of the American people. But you get my point. You understand what I'm saying here. But as John Cardillo said over on Twitter, and again, I love John, and if you don't follow John, you need to follow him. But But as John Cardillo said over on Twitter, what she's talking about there, beyond not answering the question, what she's talking about with we're going to do this 24/7 is not possible. It's not going to happen because we've literally got a catastrophic trucker shortage in this country. So you can get people working at the ports more if you can find those people. But where's the stuff going to go? Where's the stuff? How's it going to get cleared out? It's not. You know why? Because it's for every one, analysts say, in the industry, they say for every one driver, there's 537 flatbed loads that are not going. So it's a huge problem. The math just doesn't add up no matter how you do it. So are you going to get people to work around the clock? No. But even if you could, it wouldn't matter. And moreover, just her uncomfortable chuckle and laugh and not knowing what's going on with all of that, just it's just wild, but a perfect picture of how we ended 2021 and this year, to see our quote-unquote vice president continue to not be able to address any of the issues that she's supposed to talk about, that she's supposed to know and have a handle on, or in this case, maybe she is or she isn't, but she just can't talk about any of it, and it's absolutely crazy. But let's get into the 2021 fails. We're going to do so in a second. But before we do that, please hit the like button, whatever platform you're on. We know it's New Year's Eve. We know not as many people are going to be here today. We appreciate the ones who are. So please help us push back against the algorithm by smashing that like button, whether you're on Facebook, YouTube. Rumble is not working again today. We're talking with them actively now. The folks in the studio are. We're trying to figure that out. But whatever. Cloud Hub. It's been shared on Getter, Telegram, Gab, you name it. Please hit that like button. Please share it with your friends, your family, all of that stuff. We appreciate you doing that. And then only ad for the day, folks, but please do give some love to our friends over at USCCA. Hey, guys, do you and your family have a self-defense plan? If you don't, you need a free concealed carry and family defense guide from the USCCA. And if you do, you should know plans can always improve. So regardless of your level of preparation, we encourage you to get your free concealed carry and family defense guide from the USCCA. Inside, you'll learn about self-defense weapons, criminal behavior patterns, family defense plans, school shootings, and even navigating the court systems. It is so important to have this life-saving education and training before something happens. Don't miss out on the opportunity to get this crucial information for free. Visit uscca.com/Drew right now. Again, that's uscca.com/Drew. All right, so let's get into some of this stuff because, again, 2021 was a doozy. I'm not overly optimistic for 2022, although there was some good things. We'll hit on that at the end. We'll touch on those before we get to comments and questions. But if you go back and you watch every episode this year, which I'm not saying you need to do, although it would be great. But if you go back, basically every episode just shows the fails that have happened because it's been a year long of it. And we obviously don't have time to cover everything today, but you can send in some ideas and we can talk about them at the end of the show for what you think are major fails, you know, this year, major low points. Again, plenty to choose from, but just on a high level for the year, anything that the left said was problematic. Anything that college kids is always saying is problematic. Anything Fauci said, anything the CDC said, anything that Joe tried to say, usually is not able to actually say it. All those fails, and then anything that Kamala put in her mouth never goes well. It does sometimes for her. But more specifically, you've had squad members complaining about American taxpayers, you, me, not paying back school loans, their school loans included. Rashida Tlaib cried about $70,000 that she still owes and how she wants us, the American taxpayers, to pay hers off as well as other people's off. No, absolutely not. You've had the media attacking states like Florida and Texas, and Florida really in particular because of Ron DeSantis and his leadership. He's America's governor. People are moving here. People are listening to him. Other politicians are watching him to see what they should do in their state for a reason. And they're doing all that despite the fact that Florida has been, if not the freest state, among the freest states, and has also had the best COVID numbers throughout the year, throughout the pandemic, frankly. So they've had all of that. And then folks, again, we could go on forever, but this is our president, and he has been the president. Whatever I mean, the matter of fact is he is our president. He is not worthy of it. He should not be, but he is. It has been all year this year, and here he is. Let's look back at this clip. This is him being informed via note card during a teleconference with other leaders that he's got something on his chin. And then, of course, as we all know, he took it off and he ate it. Take a look.
Expand your capacity is through the partnership that we have, the federal and state government, along with local governments. This issue is ongoing each year. As we have discussed, it gets worse. It affects real people. Everything from children who are
not a good look.
Simply not a good look. Best.
Simply the best. Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't eat things off your chin. If he was in kindergarten, he would get a pass. If it's a booger or it's part of a goldfish or like a banana, like a Naked Gun, the dude's got like the whole half of a banana on his face. But like, you're the president of the United States. Everyone knows that you're not well. And then you get something on your chin for one. Okay, it happens. I spill stuff on my shirt all the time. Sometimes you're just trying to save stuff for later, but you don't save it for later on your chin where it's very visible. And you don't do it when you're the president. You don't do it on national television. And when someone comes to tell you that it's on your chin, you don't then eat it on national television. It just was such a bad look. Such a bad look.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if he had a beard like you or myself. You would have been more noticeable than what was on his chin. So.
Yeah. Well, at least you have an excuse if you have a beard, because it is a good storage
place.
It's
a food catcher.
Yeah, exactly. Like I've got, you know, mine's trimmed up right now, but like, you know, you can hide acorns in there. You can hide a turkey sandwich, whatever you want. And it stores pretty well. Although Florida, the humidity is not good for it, but here he is continuing on with Joe, our fearless leader. As we look back at 2021, here he is at the G7. Where we should have never let him go. We did an episode on it. We could do 10 episodes on his G7 fails. But here he is forgetting that Boris Johnson had already introduced in their meeting the South African president, only to look like a total fool, look like an old senile man too, by the way, and then be laughed at by other world leaders.
And just say to welcome those who have just joined us. Some pretty spectacular weather with them, Prime Minister Modi, President Ramaphosa, President Moon, in just a minute.
And the President of South Africa.
And the President of South Africa, as I said earlier.
Oh, you did, that's right.
I certainly did.
When you get an engine twice, so.
I'll go over that again. Let me tell you,
and again, look, people make mistakes. I make them so many times a day. We all do. We're all human. We're all broken. But it's the fact that we know that this guy's not well. The fact that we know we can't let him out in public. The fact that he had to run his campaign from his basement for a very specific reason. And the fact that he just does not look well there. You're supposed to, if you're the leader of the United States of America, or any country for that matter, but no more true than it is for the United States of America, you have to have strength about you, confidence about you. His jaw, his facial structure, everything about him, his confidence is absolutely absurd. It's laughable. It's not there. So making mistakes is not the problem. It's making frequent mistakes when people know that you've got dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever. And Lord, I'm probably going to get those things at some point in life. I just probably will, because I talk about them all the time. I don't want it. I'm not wishing it on him. But the fact of the matter is he has it. He looks awful. And it's not a good look for America at all. And I guarantee you, everyone around that table, some of which do like him, are also saying, and some of them have been caught on hot mic saying, this is a bad problem. It's bad that the United States looks this way and has a leader like this.
No, but especially after what you were saying just now, I'm gonna play this clip again without the audio. That the fist pump that he does here, it's like he got tested on the names and he kept getting that one wrong. And then when he got it right, he's like, yes, like he gets so excited here after here. Once it, you know, goes back over to, he's like, oh, and the South African president and fist pump. Like it's,
yeah.
It's yeah. Like, I got it right, guys. I got it
I
right.
Did it. Oh my God. Tyrone says his kids are making him miss the show. That's just the thing about having kids and being at home with him. It's fun and it's also distracting all at the same time. But so that's that look, right? I mean, it just, again, there were so many other things that happened at the G7. But also this was at the G7 too. This is the last thing. But let's not forget the actually there's two. I'm lying. There's two more here. Let's not forget this long, awkward pause after the well look. I mean, he always says well look or a couple things. You know, Obama would always say, let's be clear. And normally when Biden goes after his catchphrases,
well, when you say that, you
gives
have to say
you a
it like
BS
it.
Answer, like, you know, you're going to get that. This one, he literally just goes dark. Take a look.
Well, look, I mean, he has made clear that the answer is, I believe he is in the past essentially acknowledged that he was, there are certain things that he would do or did do. But look.
I love it.
So I'm guessing someone hit the reset button. That's what happened.
Yeah, they hit the reset. Let's restart the system. Joe, this is me talking in your ear. That's not you thinking. This is another person. This is what you're going to say. I mean, it's clear as day. Someone's talking in his ear there and telling him what to say. I mean, that was a solid 10 seconds of just either pure silence or mumbles, no intelligible speak or words. But the end of the trip, or during the trip, the end of this segment on his trip, I should say, he was very clearly seeming lost at this outdoor kind of cafe type setting. We showed this back when it happened too. And you can see him looking lost. Again, look at him. Take in the atmospherics. This is Joe Biden that we're talking about. If it was someone else just wandering around looking to see what people are eating, like I might be like looking to see if I can snipe a French fry from somebody, like whatever, that's fine. But this is Joe Biden who's lost all the time. Take a look here and then look at how Jill tries to rescue him.
How are your meetings going in Cornwall, Mr. President?
I beg your pardon?
How are your meetings going here in Cornwall?
Very well.
That was just sad to see that. That was
sad
like...
to see. Well, and there's a longer version out there. I couldn't find it where he's wandering longer at the beginning. We're like, what's he doing? What's he doing? But it is sad. And Jill and them know, like, oh, dear God, he stopped.
He
engaged
rogue.
With the media, and he might say something. And you can see the terror in them, like, oh, my gosh, we've got to get him out of here.
No, I that was like, someone go get Grandpa. He's talking to the strangers again. You know, like, that was bad. That was a bad reaction from Jill. She could have done that a lot better way to make it not seem like he wasn't supposed to get away.
Exactly. Come on, Joe. We got to change your diaper. We've got to go take your pills. We're going to go move on. But then... we all remember this after the disaster. I mean, one of the biggest things that is just the lead into this clip, of course, and very personal to me, was the botched Afghanistan withdrawal, which literally could not have gone any worse if you tried. It was a disaster on every level. We still have Americans left behind. We still have Afghan partners left behind. 170 NDS officers and military people that we worked with, not all of which I know, but that we worked with, other Americans worked with, were killed just this week alone, who were left behind and stranded. It is a horrible situation. Obviously, there's a silver lining that we got Shafi out and that he's here now with us, working with us and living with us. But it was awful. It was the biggest international blunder of this century, if not our lifetime. But during the dignified transfer ceremony, after we lost, you know, 13 service members, Joe Biden was so engaged and so into it, and I'm being facetious, of course, he wasn't at all, that he had to check his watch while he was watching the ceremony take place. Take a look.
Nicole G, who was one of the two female Marines who were killed among the 13, she was the one who posted that Instagram post holding the baby saying, "I love my job," just a few days ago.
And that's just one. Obviously, Fox isn't talking about it there, but we all caught it when we saw it. And I remember distinctly being there watching it because, you know, not to the extent, obviously, that those families and loved ones were feeling it. I hated seeing that. I'd been a part of similar type events before, and we've lost good people to similar events before in a conflict, in a situation that shouldn't have happened the way that it did there. But he did that multiple times during the ceremony. Literally checked it multiple times, like, how much longer we got with this thing? Like, that was a real low point. A real low point.
What time of the year was that during? Do you remember?
That was, I guess, August. The transfer was maybe end of August, or maybe it happened in September. It was August because we had gotten all of our people out by the end of August.
Because so. if it was, you know, a smartwatch. Maybe he had an NFL draft that, you know, like a fantasy league that was going on, and he was getting updates. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, you know, but it wasn't.
It was not. Yeah. I mean, a fantasy draft could have been happening. I don't think Joe is capable of pulling off a fantasy draft. Obviously, we're joking, and there's no excuse for it. Yeah. But it was such a low point, and again, he did it multiple times. You know, the obvious glance, like maybe you can argue your way out of that by saying, no, I wasn't looking at my watch. I was checking this or checking whatever. When you do it multiple times, there's no way out of it. There's no way out of it. But then, of course, 2021 was the year that we really got introduced to the Biden whisper. Take a look at this.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far. I wrote the bill on the environment. Pay them more, but pay your fair share.
I view it as a tax cut for middle-class families. A tax cut.
I said, yeah. Pay them more. Fox News.
Fox News. I mean, honestly, Fox News. I see dead people. There's, it's like I'm split on it, right? Because the Afghanistan thing and then checking his watch, there's some things that were just obviously horrible. The fact that he's not mentally, you know, there, that he's in serious cognitive decline, all of that's so bad. But the whisper is almost one of the worst things, because it's like, what the heck? What are you thinking? Like, what's going on with you? I'd love to see his handlers behind the scenes holding their clipboards and everything as they're like saying, okay, yeah, he did this part of the speech. That's good. Like, he didn't stay on point there. And oh, he's whispering again. Shit, he's whispering again. Like I think it's awful. And it's also amazing at the same time, because it gives us something to talk about. Pillow talk, as Minnie says.
No, and you and I were talking off camera this morning, and we were saying, I wonder if he was told not to whisper, and he's like, no, everyone likes to whisper. We're going to continue doing the whisper.
I got to keep doing it. People love it. People they don't lean love in it. When I whisper. It's because they can't hear you, Joe, and because they're concerned.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. President. America cringes when you whisper.
Yeah. Yeah. As everyone is saying in our chat here, it's creepy. It's weird. It's odd. And he's too used to speaking in kids' ears, says E. Richard. That's probably true. I mean, when you're in there sniffing, you know, kissing, maybe he's licked before. I don't know. It's gross. All of it's gross. It's too much. You've got to have that whisper voice down pat, and he definitely does. Trey, we're not getting into Betty, but that's a low point. Betty White passing away. What an awesome person she was. A legend. Definitely is a low point. Saw that before. Coming into the studio and going on air today, definitely a sad thing, and it is a low point. It's not a fail like we're talking about now, but a definite low point.
No, and I remember during the, you know, the midst of the pandemic in 2020, there was a meme that went out and said, "With everything going on, has anyone checked on Betty White? Because she's an American treasure. Is she okay?" Like, and so, you know, may she rest in peace, and I hope her family has peace and everything right now as well, because that's it's not fun.
Yeah, no, it's not. But the nice thing is certain people who have lived long, awesome lives, kind of like Joe Madden, is there can be a celebration like, hey, you made it a long time. You did some amazing things. People loved you. People are going to miss you. And I think it's got to help family. I mean, I know it doesn't replace them, but it's got to help family members when you know, like, hey, they have gone to a better place. They are cherished and will always be remembered. Not just by us, but by everyone, and certain people fall into that category. And she was, even though she didn't agree with us politically on everything, she seemed just like a great woman. She wasn't like an outspoken. She wasn't Bette Midler.
No.
Go ahead.
I was going to kind of move to the side here, because you know I love movies. If you haven't seen The Proposal, Betty White's got a great role in it. Go ahead, watch it. Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock. It's really great. And she's got a great role in it. Check it out.
Well, and Ryan Reynolds just has a good body. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a stud.
He does. Okay, so last Biden clip. So we've shown all those. The whisper, his G7 summit, the whole year has been episodes, you know, showing, demonstrating what what a failure this dude is. But we can't go over his 2021 fails without leaving this, because we all had to see this. This was a big moment in his career. Take a look at Joe trying to walk. Oh, so
I mean, that's close. That's three trips so far.
Yeah. Well, and again, those are air. I mean, I've been up those steps a gazillion times. We used to board similar steps to some of our planes at a organization that will remain unnamed. And, you know, there, and other people have too, because you used to in the 80s and 90s, not everyone went down the jetway, but like, those are metal. Those ones are covered in carpet, but that's got to hurt. Like those are some old bruised shins right there that he walked away with. Definitely not a good look for him.
No, and I know it was obviously we had a heyday and we laughed about it and stuff, but I agree with you. Like I've walked up those stairs and I've knocked a good shin in there once or twice. And those types of stairs, and it hurts. It hurts.
It definitely hurts. My champagne's gone. We're going to have to.
He kept walking up the stairs. Any one of us would have sat there and been like, he just kept going. So, you know.
Well, maybe he doesn't feel it. Maybe he's got like Adam Sandler's foot and
Mr. Deeds.
Yeah. Mr. Deeds. Couldn't think of it. There it is. But then so that's Biden. We'll finish there. Again, we could keep going with him. But we also, unfortunately, and these are just some people that I don't like. You guys know this, but these are some people that we just had to see way too much of in 2021.
One sec. Democracy's calling. See you, Daddy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did it, Joe. Hey, everyone. Vote.
Usually, I start off with a big coffee. Sorry, they're like really strict in here.
Hey, Jenny. I booked you a nail appointment, love.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's called initiative.
Hi, White House. This is Cooper. I don't think so. Oh, doesn't matter.
This is actually the entrance to the West Wing. This is so fun, and it's really prestigious.
Hey, POTUS.
Is Olivia Rodrigo still here?
No. We've come a long way in our fight against this virus. We've vaccinated 160 million Americans. Are you getting this all down?
Don't worry, Queen. All right here.
Cooper.
Sorry, Miss Jen.
Hey, Jen, don't forget that one.
Spirit fingers, Mama.
We need to get shots in the arms of every single American.
I'm heading to a haircut.
Comment if you want me to make more of these.
I cringe every time I watch that. Just
it's so
cringe.
Bad. So I'm sorry that you guys had to watch that again. It's just not good. All those faces aren't good. Brian Stelter looking like George Costanza with no pants, but not being as funny as George Costanza. It's just awful.
Sounded like
Killer Clowns from Outer Space music. Yeah, kind of did. You're right.
I want you to know I was going to pull an audible and do the knife had the time, but I knew we would get flagged for the copyrights. Yeah. So, but
damn, music license.
I should have recorded myself singing it. That's what I should have done.
Anarchy, our my fellow Wild fan from Minnesota, says, "Where's Beetlejuice?" Good point. Lori Lightfoot belongs in there. Gavin Newsom belongs in there. Kate Brown, Ted Wheeler, lots of people belong in there. Jeffrey Toobin's penis, all sorts of stuff belongs on that list. We could have, again, we could do this forever, but that's why we want you guys chiming in, engaging with us. Again, the studio bartender is not addressing my needs. My glass is empty. I'll figure it out after the show.
It's hard to get good help nowadays.
It is. It is. These
especially
younger
producers.
Generations, they don't like to work.
Especially producers.
But I know, seriously. Yeah, well, I mean, it's been an epic fail for you today.
It has been. Yes, it has.
So among the worst things, though, I would say you know, Joe Biden's a disaster. All those people there are not even really human. I don't value them. But we learned a lot about people in 2021 and back to 2022, but 2021, because we're wrapping up that year. So 2021, we learned how easily people are manipulated, can be manipulated. We learned how willing they are to comply with draconian, unconstitutional edicts, just total garbage, stuff that defies science and reality, the very thing that they claim they're following. We learned so much of that. And because of these people and those who are pushing that messaging out there, mainstream media, Fauci, the White House, et cetera, we've seen not just our nation divided, but we've seen families divided. We've seen friendships fractured. And I think that's one of the worst things that we saw, you know, happen in 2021 that got worse. We saw it happen in 2020 again, but everything just, you know, had steroids injected. I mean, we were like going full on 80s wrestler style, you know, with all the bad stuff as we rolled into 2021, and people were like, let's do more. Let's make things worse. Let's hate each other more. Let's become more tribal as a country. Let's become more political as a country. And it did just get worse. And again, the result is friendships, families. So many things were broken up. So many things divided. And I hate all caps letters, hate seeing it in this country, because even though people have different values and opinions, when you get down to the family level, to the community level, to the friendship level, it's really a tough, and it's really just a stupid thing that we're at this point.
Oh no, 100%. And I, and you and I've had this talk for years. Even before this, social media has ruined life and friendships and relationships as we know it, because with the click of a button, you can unfriend someone, you can unfollow someone. And that's how people treat it in the real world now. Like, oh, I don't agree with you, so we're no longer friends. So, but you're my sister, you know, it's like, wait a second. And it just, at a time where we should be the most connected because of social media, we are the most disconnected to everybody.
Yeah, no, it's awful. But let's move into the good things, because the point I just made also is where I'll start the good things on, kind of the bright spots of 2021. And this is a dark way of looking at it. But not only did we learn about the people who are sheep and who are weak, we've also learned kind of who we can rely on, who's tough, who's going to stand up, who can be counted on, who's capable. And that means that a lot will, you know, will continue to come out, hopefully, of the woodworks and say, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not listening to the Faucis of the world anymore. I'm not going along with these unconstitutional mandates anymore. I'm going to live freely. I'm going to have a good attitude. I might disagree with you on different stuff, but I agree that America is free and that I should be free. And hopefully, you know, we get more and more of that. And it becomes more and more clear who we can count on, who we can rely on, as this country does, in fact, fracture moving forward. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, as much as we hate each other. So I think that's been good, too. It's like, okay, you know what? I know I can count on you. And I'm not talking about the whack job conspiracy theorists. I always let you know that I'm not on board with them. But the people who just are like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. So I think that's been good.
No, I agree 100%. It's nice to see the people that you can count on, not just even in politics, but also in your own life. When something happens, who's the person you can call on at a drop of a hat, and they'll be there. And and you know, it was nice to, when my family, we all got COVID, it was nice to know that we had friends here and my parents were here. We could call them, they'd go get us groceries, whatever it was. Like, you know, it was nice to have that be seen. It sucked that it happened the way it did, but it was nice to know, here's the people I can rely on. And it was, yeah, you know.
Absolutely. I'll throw out just some other lists here, and then we'll get into some comments here. I've written some down. Cuomo's definitely a pervert. You're right. So some more 2021. So I think it's a win. Look, I don't condone what, and some of you don't even know what I'm talking about, what I'm about to talk about. I don't condone what Morgan Wallen said when he was speaking to a friend and he dropped an N-bomb. Not cool, not right, not okay, right? Was it in jest? Was it with a friend? Yes. But obviously that's not a good thing. I'm not defending that. But what I like about the story about Morgan Wallen, first of all, I love Morgan Wallen's music. I'm a country music guy. I love him. He crosses over into lots of genres. And I like that despite all the award shows saying you cannot come, despite his tour being canceled, despite radio stations saying that they weren't going to play his music, cancel culture didn't win out in this case, and he sold more albums than anyone in any genre and absolutely crushed it. And I think that he's a well-meaning person who makes mistakes. Like, guess what? Newsflash, all of us do. So he's in a high-profile spot. Obviously, it hurts more, or it can hurt more if you're in that. But I like that cancel culture didn't win out. I think that that was a good news and shows that there can be reason, and it shows that people can push back when they say, oh, this shouldn't, like, smack his wrist, tell him he's wrong because he was, and then let's help him get on the right track, and let's take that approach. And because enough people pushed back, I think it definitely made an impact. I mean, I guarantee you there's folks in the higher up levels of radio and the music industry writ large saying, wait a minute, he still crushed everyone. He's the hottest thing ever. We were going to go try and see him in a couple of months here. And the tickets are insane, y'all. They're like more than Super Bowl tickets. So I like that I don't like that the tickets cost that, but I like that reason won out and cancel culture didn't take another person down. Which is a good sign. I think too that Biden's plummeting approval rating is great. CNN, NBC's ratings getting slashed. We talked about that again this week. We've talked about it multiple times this year. All good. Joe Manchin stepped up. Can he be trusted? No. Is he a Democrat? Yes. But he stepped up and did the right thing. He blocked Build Back Better, at least for now, which gave us an early Christmas present, gives us a reprieve for now to stop legislature that would, no matter how you look at it or what you think about it, radically and fundamentally change several core pillars of who we are, what we are as a country, how we spend our money, and what things look like, not just for us, but for our children moving forward. So that was huge news. And he's done it before. He and Sinema have helped before. We blocked HR 1 and HR 4 this year, which would change our election laws and ensure that the GOP never wins again. And even if you're not on the GOP side, you shouldn't. I get it, if you're talking about football, this, that, and the other, or any kind of game, you want to win. But when you're talking about a country, you should want there to be some balance, some back and forth. You should want other ideas to be okay, even if they're not your own. And HR 1 and HR 4 would have shattered that concept, would have removed the ability for the GOP to realistically ever win an election again, and again, would have fundamentally and radically shifted our country and the trajectory that we're on. So we're still fighting that. We are still fighting communism right here in this country. People don't like to say that word. People don't like to admit that we're there and at that point, but we are. So those were some good wins. I liked all of those.
No, and it's, you know, there's a lot of people who forget that this is how our nation was built, to have things be proposed that you may like or may not like, and it gets voted or doesn't get voted. This is how it was founded. It's how, you know, and so I love the fact that he stood up, that Manchin stood up and did what he did. Yes, it obviously benefits stuff that we believe in, but it could have been the other way around too. Someone else could have stood up and said, no, we need to get this passed through. And so it's just how the system works. And I love it.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And so good for him. You know, good for him
indeed. And you know, again, people have said he needs to become a Republican now. Let's switch him to this party. Same thing with Tulsi Gabbard, same thing with Sinema, same thing with some of these other people. There's a few moderates left, and I say, hell no, keep them over there, because that's how the country's supposed to work. Do I agree with them on most things? No, in fact, very few things. But they're reasonable people, and they aren't trying to radically change our country. That's what I'm opposed to. Let's not change what has been the greatest experiment in the history of mankind, what has provided freedom and opportunity for so many people. Everyone know. Can we be better? Yes, but this has been the best experiment ever. So let's not end it. We're going to. It's going to happen. But why we're trying so actively to do it, and the fact that there are people on the other side standing up is good, and I think they need to stay on that side and try and change and shift that party. And I think it's going to happen to a certain extent, because you know, even you've seen Hillary Clinton even come out in recent weeks here. She wants to lose again in 2024, which is fine if you want to do that. But she's warning the party, and others are warning the party, look, you guys are going way too left. The American populace is not there. And if Hillary Clinton is recognizing that the populace is not connecting with politicians, that's a real problem, because she's never understood that they don't connect with her or like her. So if she's seeing it, it's a big deal. And she and others are saying, this is not a party that's sustainable or going to win over the American people moving forward. So big deal. Big deal. Then we had Chris Cuomo fired. Great news. More and more talk, at least, nothing done yet, about Don Lemon and how he did some nasty ass shit to a bartender in New York. Another man, by the way. Andrew Cuomo out as governor. Cuomo's in, are they going to be fine in the end? I'm sure they will. But it was good that that at least happened. So the Cuomos go down. Lemon would love to go down on someone. You've got the Rittenhouse trial victory, which was huge. Shouldn't have been the huge case and trial that it was in the first place. And forget whether he should have been there or not. I have my questions about that too. The trial, the discussion surrounding the trial, if we just break it down to that, the dude was acting in self-defense, never should have gone this far. The fact that the justice system, despite the public pressure, the peer pressure, the mainstream media pressure, all of that out there, the fact that it got it right with jurors getting threats and being concerned for their own livelihood was a great thing. The Virginia election results, great thing. Is Youngkin the guy? No, he's not who I would choose. But is he better than the other two? Hell yeah. And it shows, moreover, forget him. And in several years, we will. It shows that parents pushing back against school boards about what's being taught. The Democrats in Virginia literally said, and they've said it at the national level too, it's not up to the parents what we teach your kids. The parents said, hell no, it most certainly is. They pushed back and they won. And they won for the state of Virginia, which was huge. The Jussie Smollett trial was great. Jen Psaki, as someone pointed out, is leaving soon. I don't know if this is her last week. She said, earlier this year, in about a year. I don't know the most recent update on what day she's, in fact, leaving the post. But it is, if it's not now, it's imminent.
Well, I mean, her body language shows that she's already checked out. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you imagine? I mean, look, I think she's awful. I think that she's a socialist just douche. But I think that her job, I will give her credit where credit's due. She's not smart. She's not capable of trying to defend this administration. But who could? Kayleigh McEnany was a stud who, by the way, worked her ass off today. She hosted Fox and Friends this morning. She hosted Outnumbered later in the day. Lord knows what else she's going to do throughout the remainder of the day. But even she, who's sharp as a tack, would do a much better job. But it would be hard to defend. And I know she wouldn't, because who would want to actually do that for Joe Biden and certainly, work along these Democrats? But who could defend that guy? And who could defend Cam? It's just crazy.
No, yeah. And then, Kayleigh, you got to remember, Kayleigh did all that stuff as a press secretary, and she had a newborn child. Remember that. She had every excuse and she never gave one. It was fantastic.
No. Well, and Trump was not easy either. I mean, because even though a lot of us like Trump, I like how he shoots from the hip, and I like that he's not traditional, because I think traditional is boring, and I think that we need to grow on that. But that was a tough job. But yeah, I mean, man, Biden. But that's a good point. She was a mother of a newborn, which, as we all know, if you don't know. Trust me, it's exhausting. I'm tired now just thinking about it. I'm tired just thinking about it.
Jane just said she's a female stud.
She is. She's just sharp as a tack. Sharp as a tack. Maybe I'm in love with her. I don't know. I'm confused. But no, I love my wife. I really do. Nothing will ever change that. But I do like me some Kayleigh, and I love Lisa Booth. Lisa, if you're listening, maybe we should get married. I've got an Afghan living with me, so maybe I can have multiple wives. I don't know. No, I'm teasing. I am. I don't know. Disco, you're supposed to jump in there. But I know.
So, I was watching you just get derailed and continue. I just wanted to see what was going to happen.
See what happened.
Yeah. I can't stop watching.
I do love those two, though. I think they're awesome. They're sharp. I'm proud of what they've done and what they've accomplished in all seriousness. But collectively, just my last point, then we can get into some of your comments and questions. Then we're going to go, because I want to watch college football, y'all. I don't really care about New Year's Eve that much, but I do care about college football. And collectively, a bright spot is that the Democrats, this Democrat Party, this mainstream media, Jen Psaki included, all of these people, none more, of course, than Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, have made it really easy. They've done everything that they could do to make 2022 and even 2024 a pretty wide ass open door and almost a shoe-in for conservatives to take power back. The only problem is, and I guess this ends on a bad note, is leave it to the GOP to screw things up, and they will find a way. They will find a way. But the Democrats have laid it out there on a platter for us, and we'll see what happens as we go in to the new year. All right. Let's get into some comments. Demolition's talking about making some copycat Popeye's chicken sandwiches, red beans and rice for New Year's Eve dinner. My mouth is watering. That sounds amazing.
Those two comments that just came in, one's from James and it says, is Disco the moderator? And then the best reaction is from Demolition actually here. It's Disco is the friend that encourages things when you're drunk. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I should stop him, but I'm not going to. Give me another round here. No, exactly.
Demolition 80.
She knows that. I'm all about her. All right. So moving on from that, Jackie asked earlier if I'm wearing pants. Well, I guess we're just going to have to keep that up to the imagination. I'm wearing shorts. Most of the time I wear shorts. I live in Florida. I wear board shorts. I wear flip-flops, maybe board shoes. I was thinking about it this morning, actually, as I was seeing people stand in, you know, because all these main show anchors and hosts are off of Fox right now for today and or part of this week. And you've got people, contributors, people who are on there a lot and are talented and capable filling in. And I was thinking about how I don't miss doing hits with networks like that. And again, I've got some problems with Fox, but I love lots of people who work there. And it's not that I'm opposed to doing stuff, but I hate putting on a suit for a 90-second hit. I hate putting on anything dressy. Like if I go speak somewhere and it's like a dressy place and I have to do that, I love engaging with the people. I love rubbing elbows. I love having drinks with them and hanging out and talking about stories and politics and yada, yada, yada. But all that going back to your question, Jackie, no, I'm wearing shorts. Most of the time I'm wearing shorts, maybe jeans if you're lucky. I just like to keep it casual. And the fact that I'm my own boss now and we have our own company now and all of this, like, I don't miss that stuff. I am not jealous when other friends go and do more hits than I do and they have to put a suit and tie on. I just hate that with such a passion that I don't care if I ever do it again.
Well, I mean, if you do get called on there, you could just start something new. Like, I represent my own company and I'm wearing board shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Deal with
did
it.
He just walk in to Fox headquarters in flip-flops and a board. Yeah, he did.
Excuse me, sir. You need to wear closed-toed shoes here in the studio.
Well,
and
I
you
do.
Just start
if I
laughing.
Go on another place now. I talked to, you know, I've got a couple of different publicists I work with, and I talked with one of them. I was like, look, I'm going on and just wearing a polo on this, like a casual polo. I'm not going suit and tie for the ones that I still will do from our studio. Just because I don't want to do it. It's not me. Like, I'm not stuffy like that. I put a tie on. I feel like, you know, Jussie Smollett's after me, or I'm in, you know, Bubba Wallace's garage. It's not comfortable. So, all right, let's continue on with some comments here. Trey said something here earlier. I was trying to find it. I might've missed it, Trey. I apologize. Here it is. Trey's vlog says the biggest win of this year is Virginia taking back several roles in governorship. We need to keep this momentum going. Absolutely. A huge win is not just Virginia, but the movement and the mindset that is behind wins like Virginia. And you've seen it everywhere. And you've seen it, frankly, and I know I always talk about Florida, but you've seen it in Florida. People just saying, yeah, we're not doing that. We're going to live free. And you know what? Look at the numbers. Look at the data. Look at the happiness factor too, which, by the way, is a huge thing that's been lost in all of these last couple of years, is people's mental, you know, health, their emotional wellness, all of that stuff. All of that's going quite well down here. So I think that people continuing to wake up and push back is huge. Raven Six talks about this too. Well, let's do this. Thank you so much, Anarchy. I appreciate that. Let's go wild indeed. Happy New Year's. very, very kind. I appreciate that. Seriously. It's a great way to wrap the year. Raven Six says Fauci's going to bring in the largest retirement in U.S. history. $350,000 a year is his pension, which is true. We ran a story about it on our site. It's ridiculous. It's not surprising, but I mean, the amount of money that guy has made for doing absolutely nothing other than divide the country just be an awful person in general is so ridiculous. Okay, what else we got here? Let's scroll through. I love some of the cut. Tyrone always likes to get people spun up. I love the back and forth. I'm just going to let you guys settle it because I get a kick out of watching it. Just keep it as civil as you can. All right.
We got another donation. Thank you, Foxy Rockstar.
Thank you, Foxy. Thank you so much. Always kind. I always love having you here. You always say the sweetest things, and I really appreciate that and appreciate your engagement. Tyrone, let's go Notre Dame. No, awful. That's awful. You might get banned from the show for that. That's sad. You guys lost your coach. I don't like him, so I'm kind of I like Notre Dame to be good. But I don't like Brian Kelly. I just don't like his face, and I don't think he's going to do as well at LSU as he did there. So I think that's great. Paula Petty, Purdue football, what I have yesterday. Big Ten looking good in bowl season, doing awesome. It's been good. That was a great win. Kathleen says, if conservatives do get power, they need to use the governmental power appropriately for the good of the country. Use the power we give them. Absolutely. Well, and we saw, I mean, we had control of both chambers not too long ago, and we got jack squat done. So we need to not only get it, but then we need them to have the balls to say, hey, we're going to do not what we want as politicians, but what we want as the people of America. Because the vast majority, whether it's voter ID or any of this other stuff, the polls show the vast majority of the country is on that page. The other side just likes to say, nope, this is what America wants. We're going to push it through, even though the numbers don't support it. And they don't care because they've never cared about you. They never cared about this country. They never cared about really anything other than themselves. And they know that they can get away with it because they've got big tech. They've got, you know, mainstream media, all that on their side. Our problem is our people are weak. They either are there to protect themselves or they don't have balls or a combination of both. And we've got to change that. We've got to be, as Jesse Kelly always talks about, we've got to be the new right. And the new right doesn't mean always being evil and always breaking the rules like they do. It just means like, we don't care how you play the game. This is how we're playing it now. We're not going to kowtow to you. We're not going to cave. We're just going to be about this country, and come hell or high water, we're going to keep it great. All right. I hate wearing ties too, says James. Amen. Wear the suit, Drew, says Tyrone. No way, my friend. No way. That's like, I'd rather have a pineapple shoved up my ass twice a day in prison than have to wear a suit to work again. That's literally awful. And I know that's a visual that maybe some of you can't unsee now, but
thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Happy New Year. Yeah. Happy New Year. June's always barefoot. Well, you're a Florida girl, of course. I love it. Surfboard. Not a surfer. I never had time with sports and football and whatnot. Trey says, thank you, Drew, for everything this year. Keep up the good work. Cheers to a happy and blessed New Year's. You as well, Trey. Thank you to you and every audience member for all of you engaging, all of that. It means a lot to us. I know I tell you all the time, but I tell you all the time because I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, mean it. So thank you so much. Raven, wearing UFM. No comment. all right. Yeehaw, Virginia. Amen. Amen to that. All right. Moving down. And then we're going to wrap. For those of you listening for the first time, this is how we wrap the week and the new year, how we'll wrap the show every day is just with your comments and questions. Sometimes there's some awkward silence as we're looking at comments. Sometimes there's some awkward statements. That's kind of pretty much all the time. But that's how we do things. Again, Happy New Year's to all of you guys. We hope that you are safe tonight. Make better decisions than I will likely make. Have fun with your family and friends. Enjoy tomorrow. Enjoy college football today. Enjoy college football tomorrow. All of that. Demolition, fire over. There's not right now, but we're hoping for some changes this year. So you can always fire over a note to producer at redbeachmedia.com. For now, folks, we're going to take off. Rebecca, thank you. Thank you for those comments. Thank all of you. Have a great day. Again,
Happy
be safe.
New Year, everybody.
Be smart, be free. Happy New Year. See ya.